Kaya Biz.
On the street, on the air, you're listening to Kaya 959, Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. As we always know, it's a Thursday evening, and at 6:45, this is where we tend to talk all things to do with Pivot Point, speaking to influential leaders about the role that they serve in society in their different capacities to really unpack their growth in their careers, critical moments where they have had to pivot, and of course, certain leadership lessons that they might be able to share with us. In terms of getting a better understanding of the thoughts that often occupy the minds of business leaders in South Africa. And this time around, we will be speaking to a leader, specifically the Chief Executive Officer of the African Rail Industry Association, Misela Nhlapo. Misela, thank you so much for joining us and welcome to Kaya Biz.
Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
Yeah, fantastic to have you with us this evening. And I think for us to set the context firstly of our conversation and also review some of the themes that lay heavily on your mind, we definitely need to talk about the future of freight rail in South Africa. But maybe let's start off with the current conditions of the African rail industry, which is an organization that you lead. Let's, I guess, set the tone and share an understanding of the current environment and the role that an institution like yours does serve to address the challenges we see in the freight rail environment.
Look, the rail industry has gone through a very rough patch, and primarily because we have two clients, Transnet and Brasa. So once these two organizations are not functional, or they have a merry-go-round leadership, and they tend to be unstable, and then directly affecting the industry. So we have lost manufacturing capacity in the country, and then that in turn has resulted in job losses and increasing the unemployment rate. Mm. But the positive or the future in our view is that we have to work with government. We know rail, we work with rail men and women, and if we need to prepare, if we need to revive this railway sector, government cannot work on their own. Mm. Private sector cannot work on their own. Our marriage between private sector and private is not a marriage of convenience, but we have to work in the best interest of the people of this country.
Yep.
And the economy of this country.
But let's talk about that marriage maybe and expand on it further. As you say, we can't really work in isolation, but if we review the relationship between the private sector and the public sector when it comes to the rail environment, many would argue that it hasn't proven to be very favorable and has deep-rooted challenges. Are there lessons that we can learn from that to embark upon as we look to rebuild here?
Relations are created. I can't be standing on the side and complaining all the time.
Sure.
With the view that we have taken as an organization is that we will engage government. And we are fortunate that in our instance, we have a listening government. We have a great relationship with the Department of Public Enterprises, a great leader, a relationship with Treasury. And I'll tell you a funny story with Treasury. We wrote to the then former Minister Tito Mboweni before he started the fish business.
Mm-hmm.
He acknowledged the receipt of the email. He responded by email. Then he posted the letter that he has already responded to. So there is a relationship that exists. And where there is no relationship, you don't want to ignore me. I will knock until you answer.
So we know one thing about you and your organization is that you're quite determined then, which tells us about the kind of drive and the chutzpah that we need at Misela. I'm also intrigued to you know, perhaps if we can review the impact of the pandemic, the theft, erosion of infrastructure that has also taken place, and how it is that AREA, being the Rail Industry Association, is looking to address these concerns and where we are in those conversations.
And the formation and the growth of the association, talking as a rail industry in one voice, is quite critical. Because if we don't raise the issues, the government will not understand the impact of certain decisions that they take on behalf of the country that, one, they're not implementable. And we are also fortunate that we are an export council that is funded and supported by the DTIC. So the link is simple. We grow the manufacturing capacity, then we export. If you're not producing in your own country, what are you going to export? So we need to increase export. That intra-Africa trade that needs to take place, we are better suited from the rail perspective to lead rail on the continent.
Yeah. And would you say that the infrastructure is on board already to be able to facilitate that increase in trade?
Oh, absolutely. We from the SADC perspective, we are speaking with all rail operators, government. We normally have missions with the DTIC where we accompany the minister or the deputy minister. Then we have formal engagement with government, understand where their plans are. And then after the fact, then we bring in the South African companies, introduce them so that they can start doing business. So our role is not only to protect the interests of our members in the country. We have to grow the industry. This industry was created. This industry was built. This industry needs to be protected. This industry is a foundational economic infrastructure.
And that's important that you mentioned that. And I'm glad that you actually say we need to grow this industry. As we know, Misela, I'm sure you pay attention as much as we do to all the latest economic data regarding slow economic growth, a lack of investment in infrastructure in South Africa, rising unemployment figures, a lack of confidence in the business community. That translates into minimal investment. I can go on and on and on about the challenges. And I'm keen to understand how you see us growing this industry and perhaps opportunities that entrepreneurs who are listening in right now might be able to tap into to make sure that we do make the circle bigger?
Complaining does not benefit anyone. So my view is always to seek for solutions. And this is what we have been doing as an organization. We are now advocating for third-party access, which means that private sector, private operators will be allowed to access the network, the rail network, which is owned by government. Now, if I, as private sector, say company A, be allowed to access the infrastructure, I get clients. Two, I remove freight, unnecessary freight that is on the road back to rail. And then further to that, I increase employment. Then we reclaim the manufacturing sector.
Yes.
I'll give you an example. When one goes to school to be an engineer, so they do mechanical, electrical, they need to do practical training. Now, if there's no industry, you will find half-baked diploma or engineers. They will never finish their degrees because they don't have practical experience. So growing the industry, it will feed into the university and growing talent. So it's a domino effect. We feed from the manufacturing sector and possibly growing new careers. I mean, technology is going to be big. One, when you speak about electrical cables have been stolen. We are now innovative as hydrogen-powered locomotives. So when we are presented with problems or challenges, we are also itching and exciting that we come up with a solution. And that's how we've always been as South Africans. We are resilient. We're a resilient nation. We always make a plan.
Yeah. I want to personalize this slightly, Ms. Sela, because I know that you are a female leader within a space that might be, you know, dominated by dynamics that have not often made it very favorable or popular for women to dominate in that space. And I guess you have the ear of many young, black, female, and many other South Africans, males included, who might be able to want to venture into these opportunities. And perhaps you can share some words of encouragement or enlightenment with them as to how to pivot, how to grow, how to advance within this particular space of the rail industry in South Africa.
Firstly, I don't see, when I walk into these spaces, I am not a woman. I am there and I am qualified to be there.
Yes.
And I make it a point that everybody knows. When you walk into the meeting, ladies, stop making tea for people. You are there sitting yep. in a leadership position and you should take your place. Mm-hmm. Don't ask for permission. Take what is rightfully yours and excel. Particularly black women. I want to address black women. When I stand on a stage, I do not represent Ms. Sela. I represent every black woman. And it is therefore critical for me that I excel at what I do. If I do not excel, then they will say, ah, these women. We need to excel. We need to do better so that the rail industry is diversified. I have more sisters in the rail industry. So that, don't knock on the door, open the door.
I like that. Don't knock on the door, open the door and claim your place, right? And that goes for everyone, male or female, and regardless of your age, if you know that you're well qualified, have put in the effort and the work to be there, take your place at the table. But most importantly, speak up, put in the work. And as Ms. Sela has mentioned, open the door. Ms. Sela, thank you so much for joining us this evening. There's so much more we can talk about. Go ahead.
In closing, I wanted to point this out that I am a railroad woman. I am an integral part, an essential part of a great machine that is transportation. Because of me and my fellow railroad men and women, this great country, we need to ensure that we travel safely and swiftly. So that is the mission that every rail man and woman has, to ensure that the future is railways.
I like that. The future is railway. And it's a very critical point, part of not only our infrastructure development, facilitate, rest them. Hopefully, we just go ahead and put in the work. Ms. Sela, thank you so much for your time.
We don't talk, we work.
Yeah, I like that. Thank you so much for joining us. Not just talk, all action is exactly what we need. That's Ms. Sela Nhlapo, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the African Rail Industry Association, joining us as our Pivot Point guest for tonight.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.